Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Postmen and postwomen are at the heart of the communities in which they work, and with the country observing government advice to stay at home, for many people, the local postman or woman may be one of the few friendly faces that they see each day. Royal Mail is asking customers to show their appreciation for their postie by giving them a thumbs up from 2 metres, which remarkably is just over the height of a postbox. Think about that. As part of an enhanced social distancing drive, I'm going to talk about that now and a few other things with Mark Street, who's head of campaigns for Royal Mail. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Julian.
One thing I was wondering about in all of this, have delivery volumes gone up, gone down, sort of staying the same?
Well, look, we're all on lockdown. It's difficult for people to get to shops, and lots of shops are not closed. So clearly, I think people are ordering more online. Certainly, that was the case for Easter. People are ordering more from online retailers. But you know what? We're continuing to deliver all sorts of letters and all sorts of parcels. And we have a role, of course, in delivering hospital appointments, prescriptions. And we very recently delivered the Boris Johnson's letter as Prime Minister to the whole of the UK.
I didn't realise that, although it kind of makes sense, really, that you would be asked to do that. I have to say, my local postie, who I sort of know, occasionally bump into him in the pub or something, things like that, the timing is impeccable. I don't think he's, delayed at all for any reason. You know, the post comes vaguely 11:30 every day in the same way it always has.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you. I mean, we're trying to deliver the most normal service that we can, but like everybody right now and all companies, we are affected, or we can be affected, by absences. So we're really, it's best efforts from our side looking to deliver as normal a service as we can to everybody. But our number one priority in all of this is just making sure that we keep the safety of our people and our customers at the uppermost of our minds.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you're managing to do that. I haven't needed to sign for anything for a little while, but presumably, particularly for people who are socially isolating at this time, that presents something of a logistical challenge.
Yeah, so, in general, most of the mail that we deliver goes through the letterboxes. But in cases where it won't fit through, then what we're doing is we're leaving the parcel on the doorstep, we're ringing the bell, stepping back at 2 metres, and then when people open the door, we're making sure that they pick up the parcel safely, signing on their behalf, so we're not offering over the PDA, and then, we're back on the round. So we were the first company to introduce what's now known as contact-free delivery, and really the Thumbs Up campaign is part of that. It's just a reminder, if you've got a double thumbs up, it's not so easy to take a parcel direct from your postman or postwoman. So it's a real kind of reminder to people, just to keep that uppermost in their minds.
Yeah, I guess, and we do see, I went on a little wander out, when was this now? I think it might have been Saturday even, actually. And it's actually when you strip back all the other traffic and stuff off the road, it's actually quite surprising how many Royal Mail vans there actually are around the place. You don't notice when they're surrounded by everybody else.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And right now, of course, as well as helping to keep people connected, people who otherwise can't leave their homes, there's an important role as well in almost keeping the wheels of the economy going in some respects, because we're helping to support local businesses by getting services and goods to people who otherwise they would have no other channel of getting that stuff out.
I guess you're right, and we've seen around Cambridge sort of various sort of local initiatives. But actually, when you need to get some, it's fine getting something from across from, I don't know, one side of Cambridge to the other. But if you want something, say, I don't know, from a shop in Ely, which you normally visit, and you're in Cambridge, actually the best way to get it to you is the postal service.
Well, that's what we're finding. We're clearly looking to deliver as normal a service as possible. And part of this initiative is also hoping that people can show their appreciation to our people who are working so hard at the moment. The thumbs up, as well as being a handy social distancing reminder, it's obviously also a way of just showing your appreciation for our people who are working very hard. We've also launched things like downloadable drawing sheets for kids. They're obviously looking for things to do right now, and they can colour these in and stick them in the window alongside the rainbows.
Oh, that's a nice idea, because there's quite a few I notice around the short distance between my house and the studio, which is one of the reasons why I'm able to broadcast breakfast from the proper studio. The rest of our broadcasters are sort of shut in various homes and cupboards and thin sheds doing the shows. But because I've got one street away, I think this dubious key worker status I get as a journalist doing this sort of thing, it sort of enables us to do it. But the point being is that there's so many pictures of rainbows are up in the windows, and then you can give them something extra to draw, can you?
Exactly so, and it's these sort of double thumbs that we've had 100,000 downloads in just a couple of days. And also, people are just drawing pictures of their postmen and postwomen children. And I think, kiddies are actually, it's one of the highlights of the day to see somebody arriving at the house in these strange times when nobody's really out on the streets apart from our postmen and postwomen.
That's a very good point. In terms of the thumbs up thing, the idea is, one feels this could almost continue after lockdown is finished. If every time you see your postman out and about, just give them the thumbs up.
Well, you know what? I mean, our people are always part of the communities in which they operate, and we know how much people like to engage with them. And so if it continues after this, then that's good too. But right now, the idea is that it acts as a gentle reminder to everybody to stay safe out there.
No, absolutely. We must encourage people to keep that safe distance, that 2 metres. I think that's a slightly dubious claim, actually. Is the post box really 2 metres high?
You know what? They're about 1.6, so there's a slight bit of poetic license there, but it's 1.6 plus 40 centimetres, if you're being specific.
Well, I might go and measure a few on my Boris-approved walk later on today. And those pictures that you mentioned there, Mark, they can be downloaded, can they, from the Royal Mail website?
That's right. So all they need to do is go to royalmail.com/thumbsup, and, they can download them there. And then if people want to take selfies, there's also a big, big thing on social media of people taking selfies of themselves doing thumbs up. And, it's a way of spreading some cheer in these tricky old times.
I think anything which spreads a bit of cheer, we very much need to encourage there. As quickly before you go, we've just had a text in from Alex, and because you'll appreciate this, she says the post office and posties are doing a fantastic job, and can I say a big thank you to our postie Bex, who even made, wait for it, handmade Easter cards to give to us. So there we are. That's a postie over
in
Cambridge.
So sweet.
Yeah, it's
that's
nice.
That's lovely to hear, but that's how our people are seen. So, good for Bex.
That's grand. Okay, Mark Street, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you, Jim. Cambridge 105 Radio.